Hello.
Sean Rhodes is here.
Who's that?
Sean Rhodes.
Sean Rhodes, it's Chandra Houtman.
Hi, how are you?
Good day. Oh, good evening, I should say to you.
Well, good evening to you.
How's it going?
Okay.
How's the humidity?
It's bearable. It wasn't, we had a little brief reintroduction of it today, but it wasn't, you know, unbearable. It was all right. I could tolerate it.
I was in visiting New York in June, and I was reminded of how horrible, well, to me it was horrible. I wasn't used to that kind of humidity since I moved away from there in 01.
Mm.
And I hadn't been back in the summertime, so it wasn't great fun to be there. The hottest time of the year.
Oh, yeah. No, there were some really humid days back in June, yeah.
Yeah.
So I can see it taking its toll.
Yeah.
Is someone else just join us?
Huh?
Yes. Timber Shabana from Uhuru Radio.
Oh, hello.
Oh, where are you from?
I'm from Uhuru Radio out in St. Petersburg, Florida.
Oh, how do you do?
I'm good. And yourselves?
Good.
Wonderful.
Well, we have to wait for more people to come on until we can have a critical mass and start this wonderful, lovely phone call that we're going to have.
Right on. Can't wait.
Bill here.
Hi, Bill there.
Who's that?
Chandra here.
Hi, Chandra.
And Sean Rhodes.
Hi. And somebody's phone.
And we also have, I forgot your name already, from Uhuru Radio.
Yes, Timber Shabanda.
Oh, great. Okay.
Right on. How you doing, Bill?
Okay, good.
Good to hear from you.
So I guess we're just waiting for a few more people.
Yeah. How's the weather in Texas these days?
Oh, it's, yeah, usual warm, muggy, kind of wet. Of course, this is southeast Texas. It's wetter, you know, we're near the Gulf Coast. But
you get a lot of
flooding. It's been pretty good, though.
Do you get a lot of flooding where you are?
Not really where I am. The whole Houston, the whole Gulf Coast area is real flat. And so any place that's a little lower than the other areas tends to flood. But, you know, I'm not like that. I'm up a few feet higher. Just a few feet elevation is all the difference it takes.
Uh-huh.
Of course, if you have a tropical storm or just a big thunderstorm that sits in one place for a while, it can cause localized flooding, too.
Uh-huh.
Or a hurricane, of course. So anyway, at least we don't have to worry about earthquakes, at least in this part of Texas. You know, some of North Texas and Oklahoma has had earthquakes recently from fracking. But
we don't
have it where I am. Yeah. I guess you have to worry about that in California, though.
Yes, we do.
So quite a thing about Sam's resignation, huh?
Oh, yeah.
It was bound.
Yeah,
hi, Jan Goodman here. I'm sorry. I'm late.
Hi.
Hi, Jan.
Who do we have on the call?
Bill?
Chandra?
Sean?
Timber.
And what station are you with, Chimba? I can't remember. Uhuru?
Uhuru, yes. Uhuru,
yeah,
Radio.
Okay. Right. Okay. That's just an online station?
Yes. That's just an online station. We just acquired a license for low-powered FM station terrestrial station here in St. Petersburg. So we'll be, you know, going terrestrial, I guess, extra.
Okay.
Yes, yes. We should be going live October. That's the date. But it's not Uhuru Radio. It's under another, it'll be another name. It's Black Power 96.3 FM.
What's the call sign going to be?
Black Power 96.3 FM WBPU.
WBPU. Oh, okay. Well, good luck.
WBPU. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, PPFP Nancy, Cybar and I, Tony. Congratulations, WBPU.
Oh, I don't want on. Thank you.
That's
yeah.
a mouthful. Stay that fast.
Yeah.
Stay that fast.
Yes. Yeah, it's a mouthful, but it's a much-needed mouthful.
Well, be sure to send the announcement to the whole PNB when you...
Oh, yeah, most definitely. What I need to do is get the PNB more acclimated and involved in what's going on. You got some wonderful photos, and just it's a community radio station, so everyone in the community is pitching in and, you know, really want to see this radio station happen because it's, you know, it's going to be an economic development hub of sorts. We've targeting, you know, low-income Black businesses, you know, in low-income neighborhoods, and we're going to give them opportunities to expose themselves. So that's going to be a wonderful thing, and I can't wait to see that.
Good.
Well, great.
So,
are you chairing, Jan? Just let me know when you're ready to get started.
I think I'm chairing. I'm planning to chair at the moment. I have this list that Teresa Allen sent, to whom Teresa Allen sent the announcement, and thinking that this may be our list of people, I'm not 100% sure. So,
David Adams?
Do we have a secretary?
Not officially.
Or Nancy or Teresa, will one of you volunteer to be secretary? Or someone else?
Is Teresa on the call?
Is Teresa here?
She sent out an email earlier.
Can you, Bill, can you call her or text her or something? To,
Adriana?
Okay.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, yes.
Okay. I have a question. Didn't we decide at the beginning that we'll be one day, one meeting each between you and Seri? I have that idea that we decide that.
I think that we did. I'm not sure. But I'm
and the last one you were chairing, right? It means that today should be Serene's chair, right?
This is Teresa here. I'm sorry I'm late.
Okay, is Serene on the line? On the call?
Yes.
Oh, okay, great. Well, Serene, be my guest.
Okay, so calling.
I would like to chair. There's a draft agenda, but if you have another, you know, if we can totally draft.
Oh, you sounded so much better on speaker. Can anyone understand me?
Yes.
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, so it is Thursday, September 8th, and this is the Affiliates Task Force of the Pacifica National Board. Teresa Allen sent out a draft agenda, which is fine. I'm assuming everyone got a copy. I don't remember what time it was sent out. Did everyone find it, or do I need to tell you where? No, that's fine. Does everyone have it, or do I need to find the time for you? Okay. Looks like 6:38 p.m. Eastern, so it would have been 5:38 for Houston, and so there is 3:38 for Cali people. Okay. So, does everyone have it, or should I read it?
Doesn't make any difference to me.
Why don't we find out who doesn't have it? If anybody doesn't have it.
Well, that's what I just asked. Is there someone who does not have it? Okay. In that case, would someone please bring a motion to approve it so we can discuss it?
So moved.
Thank you, Adriana. Before we go further, we need a pro tem secretary. Who's volunteering?
This is Teresa. I can do that.
That would be great. Okay. Okay, Adriana has moved the agenda. Any suggested changes?
All right. No finding.
Okay. Well, the call to order.
This is Teresa. I have a question.
Sure.
Does the fact that the CFO has resigned, is that something that we need to discuss, how that might impact the affiliates program?
I don't see what impact it would have on the affiliates program.
Does anybody know how much money we have made from the affiliates contract?
Okay. Teresa, I don't see that the affiliates program is impacted by the resignation or the approaching resignation of the CFO. We can certainly ask for a report before he leaves. If you'd like us to put discussing that on the agenda, that's fine, but we're not going to take a bunch
of
questions.
Yes, I would like to put that on the agenda.
For how much time?
10 minutes.
Okay. And where would you like to put this?
I would like to put it before we do brainstorming of what we can do for the affiliates. So,
okay, so that'll be the new 5, and unless there's an objection, and we'll just adjust everything else, Roman numeral 5, that is. We'll just adjust everything else downward, unless someone has a different suggestion. Okay, it's done. Any other proposed amendments?
Okay. I would like to just to put on the agenda, and it should be like a subhead of number 5 is or could be number 6 maybe. Is the request to about inquiring about the status of affiliate contracts.
Of affiliates what?
Contracts.
For how many minutes?
6 minutes.
Where are we putting that?
It'll be 5A.
Yeah, 5A or could be maybe. Why don't we put it in
B or whatever the case is.
Yeah, maybe make it
divide that into
whatever.
We can divide that into A and B, folks. It's not. Like,
well,
right
I would like to. Okay, so if it's okay, I have.
Speak up. Sorry.
I have a list of new affiliates, and I would like to make that announcement. So how about if we, if 5A is the contracts, then 5B could be making an announcement about new affiliates of that.
I would do it.
And
in
how
every...
long do you, long do you anticipate you would need for that?
I need 3 minutes.
I will give you 4. Since the other was 6. Any other suggested amendments? Any objections to the amendment, to the agenda as amended? Okay, sorry, just, I actually have an objection. On the motion to, on the notice of the resolution, Teresa, that you've put forward as number 4, how much time do you anticipate there?
Well, it would be nice if we could do it in 10 minutes.
Okay, and in terms of, I don't know that we need to appoint officers for the next meeting. I don't think you can actually do that in advance. But we'll deal with that when we get to it. Anything else? Anything else someone would like to add to the agenda before we move forward? Okay, great. So agenda is approved. And we ask Pro Tem Secretary Teresa Allen to take the roll, please.
All right. Allen is present. Next is Adriana Casanave.
Here.
Thank you. Next is Bill Crozier.
I'm here.
Thank you. Anissa Faruqi. Don't hear you. Jan Goodman?
Here.
Thank you. Chandra Hoffman?
Here.
Thank you. Susie Moreno? Don't hear you. Afia Wangaza? Don't hear you. Scott Olson? Don't hear you. Sean Rhodes?
I'm here.
Thank you. Serene Roberts?
Present.
Okay. Ursula Rudenberg? Don't hear you. I did call Ursula earlier today, and she said that she could not come on. Nancy Sabara Naratomi?
Present.
Thank you. Tembe Shibanda?
Tembe Shibanda is here.
Ooh. Thank you. Thank you. Welcome. Lewis Wolf? Don't hear. Okay, that's the list that's on the KPFTX. Thank you. Madam Chair?
Oh, sorry. Teresa, you wanted to bring a motion with regard to the minutes to last month's meeting?
Yes, I move to postpone approval of the of last month's minutes. I don't know that we appointed anyone to take those minutes, so I don't know that anyone ever did them.
Point of information?
Dan Goodman here.
Mm-hmm.
I took some minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll send them to everybody right now.
Okay,
well,
that's great. Yeah. But I think we'll still postpone it since obviously people can't read and talk.
But I might as well.
Adriana, I'm sorry?
I said, but I might as well send it to everybody right now.
Okay, great. Thank you. Adriana, you had a question?
Yes, that was, Jan Goodman said, I was saying that Jan was taking the minute, that's all.
Okay. Okay, well, that's moving along nicely. The next item is a notice soliciting affiliate director candidates, and I see that Teresa has a motion. Would you like to read it to us?
Okay.
Teresa, would you like to read the motion?
Mm-hmm. Which motion are you speaking of? The number four?
Item four.
Okay, item four. Resolution. Affiliate Task Force requests that Pacifica Affiliate Director Ursula Rudenberg send out by September 30, 2016, notice of affiliate soliciting applications, notice to affiliates soliciting applications for two affiliate director positions, period. Nominations shall close on November 15, 2016. Applications shall be submitted in writing to the Pacifica Foundation Secretary as follows, Janet Coburn, PNB Secretary, and then in hash marks, secretary@pacifica.org, and hash mark, period. And then I'm assuming that today's pro tem chair, Jan Goodman, would coordinate that with the affiliate director. I thought that Jan was the chair today, so that's why I put that.
Adriana?
Yes, Adriana.
I want to amend to change today's chair pro tem for Serene Roberts instead of Jan Goodman.
Seems reasonable. Any comments, questions, discussion?
Well, this is Bill.
I think I heard Jan just before you, Bill.
Oh, I just wanted to check, make sure that you would accept the job of contacting Ursula.
Not a problem.
Okay.
Bill?
Excuse me, I was muted. Yeah, thank you. I was going to suggest also that we be sent to Ursula. I mean, she'd be the primary person because she's the main contact person for the affiliates. And then why not send it to both Serene and Jan, since they're kind of alternating chairs for this work task force?
Adriana?
Yes, Adriana.
I think that we are confused in what we are talking here because we said that the motion talk about the today chair will coordinate with the affiliate director. Doesn't say anything about anything else. It's just the one that will communicate with Ursula. And the bylaws require that the affiliates send the application to the secretary of the foundation. Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks.
This is Alan.
So, okay, one moment. So I will certainly communicate with Ursula, and in fact, I'll copy the entire task force. There's no reason why everyone shouldn't know what's being said. What is your question, Teresa?
Well, I'm just wondering why it couldn't still be Jan Goodman. I thought she was going to chair this meeting, so something obviously happened. I mean, I thought we left our last meeting saying that Jan was going to chair. I don't know why it changed at the last minute, but unless she has an objection, I don't know why we must change it.
Okay. We had established that Jan and I would alternate.
Mm-hmm.
I am the chair of... I'm chairing this meeting. She chaired the last meeting. I chaired the meeting before. So until we, as a body, decide that we're going to do something else, since your motion said that whoever was chairing, well, essentially the person chairing the meeting, would serve to communicate the notice that was discussed at the meeting, I don't understand what the problem is.
Well, it's not a problem. I'm just wondering.
Oh, good.
Why Jan can't do it.
Oh.
Okay.
Point
I
of order?
Just explained that.
Jan Goodman on the stack.
I'm sorry. What's your point of order, Adriana?
Yes. I will ask the chair to remind members that they need to ask for the floor. It's not a button four. Thank you.
Point well taken. Jan, were you saying something?
Yes, I was going to say that before... Teresa, before you got on the line, it was we were reminded that we were going to alternate between me and Serene, so that's why Serene is chairing now. So just to clarify that for you, because you were not on the line at that point, or you weren't on the phone at that point. But I would like to add that. If we could amend the motion, Teresa's motion, to add that the applications be sent to Ursula Rudenberg and with copies to me and Serene also, which would make it easier
the bylaws
to deal with this.
I'm sorry. You finished, Jan?
Yes.
Okay, the bylaws state that the applications are sent to the Secretary of the National Board.
I understand that. May I speak?
Sure.
I understand that that's what the bylaws say, but it doesn't say, and no one else. And it seems like it would really be helpful to our committee to be able to track them and make sure that we have applications. So the CCs to you and me, it seems logical to do it that way.
Adriana?
Well, I think, yes, Adriana.
Yeah, but...
And Bill, I was on the stack, too.
I'm sorry. I did hear you. Okay. Sorry, but, Adriana, go ahead. No, Adriana, just go ahead. I didn't hear you. Go ahead.
What we need to remember is we are not creating new bylaws on legislation. This is totally ridiculous. I mean, what we're discussing here, I mean, the bylaws specify something. We can ask Ursula to remind the affiliates, and I agree totally because we know what happened. But the reality is that the bylaws are the bylaws. The only obligation is the application goes to the secretary. That is the only obligation. The rest, you can say whatever. Why are we trying to invent some legislation? Are we, what, being suspicious here or something? I don't understand what we are doing, really. I mean, I understand that we need to ask Ursula to remind the affidavits, like we always ask every year, even last year, for her to do it. But, you know, that's it. The rest, I think that the chairs, Ursula, all of us have exactly the same rights. Okay? The only officer is the secretary of the board of directors. Thank you.
Hi, Bill.
Point of information.
No, Bill, go ahead, please.
Well, let's Teresa go first with point of information. It's okay.
I'm sorry, but I did not get the text of the amendment. You want an additional when people send a copy of their applications and it goes to the Secretary of Pacific Foundation, you want an additional copy to be sent to whom?
One copy sent to Serene Roberts, mm-hmm. And one copy to be sent to Jan Goodman, and Jan Goodman's to be at jangoodman.kpfk@gmail.com, and Serene, could you fill in your email address?
Well, I don't think it's necessary. That detail isn't necessary in the motion.
Okay, fine. I just wanted to make it clear so that the minutes have it.
Is it clear to you now, Teresa?
Yes, that we send additional copy. When they send it to the secretary with additional copies of the application sent to Jan Goodman and Serene Roberts.
That is
perfect. Okay.
Got it.
Okay.
Okay. Bill Crozier.
Okay, thank you. Well, if the bylaw says the application is sent to the secretary, which is fine. The problem is that our secretary is really overloaded with too many things to do right now. And like Jan was talking, there's no prohibition to send it to other additional people also. Our secretary hasn't even had time to do minutes for the board for the last several months. And, you know, I just don't want to dump more work on her if we can avoid that. And yes, she'll end up sending them out to the PNB, but frequently, I would assume, if it's like in the past, affiliate stations may have questions. And if they start bombarding our secretary of the PNB with questions about the affiliates, she's probably not going to know the answer anyway, and she'd just have to check with Ursula, and you know, who's the affiliates coordinator, and it just would take more work and time and slow things down. So I think it's real obvious that the affiliates should also, in addition to sending it to the secretary as the bylaws, they also send their applications to the affiliates coordinator, Ursula Rudenberg, who's the main person who communicates with them all the time anyway. And if they have questions or anything else, they're going to want to contact her, and she would be more able to answer questions if necessary, or if they're, you know, missing an address or whatever it is they might need to know about applying, she would be the logical person. I don't care whether we send them to Jan or Serene, but if I'm just trying to be, you know, open about if we can help also with that process, Jan and Serene could also, you know, check the applications when they come in, perhaps, to make sure they're complete or, you know, that sort of thing, too. But that's not so critical, but obviously they should be going to Ursula Rudenberg, our affiliates director.
Point of information?
No, hold on.
Jan Goodman on the stack.
Just a moment. Pema, did I hear you?
Adriana?
I'm sorry, I thought I heard a male voice in there. Okay, yes, Adriana, go ahead.
Well, I can see again everything going here. We are not even in open meeting, and we are part of the propaganda coming on here. I want to remind all of us that Bill And Chandra, you are suing the foundation, and that this is one of the situations. And Teresa, you are a witness in that ridiculous lawsuit that is costing us thousands of dollars.
Point of order, Madam Chair, she cannot refer to this as ridiculous.
You cannot cover me.
Teresa?
Yes?
First of all, you say point of order and you wait to be recognized.
Yes.
You don't continue with what you think is a point of
order. Please. Thank you, Madam Chair. Point of order.
What is your point of order?
I am a witness, but for her to refer to it as ridiculous is unacceptable.
She didn't say you were ridiculous. She said the lawsuit is ridiculous.
She said the lawsuit was ridiculous. That is unacceptable.
That's her description of the lawsuit.
This is not going to our attention, folks.
I don't know who's speaking, but you're not.
Gentlemen on the back.
Jan, go ahead.
I mean, when I can finish.
And
I'm
Bill,
sorry, hold on, folks. Adrian, I'm sorry. You were interrupted with a point of order. I find that point of order not well taken. Please continue.
Yes. I mean, we all know that there's a lawsuit going on. That this is just a ping pong trying to do something. I don't know what that means. We have only one obligation, at least the bylaws. Every affiliate can send to the secretary the information. And you know, I hope that Bill, Teresa, some of you that are in this board since a long time, in the national board, you know the bylaws. And you know that the secretary have the obligation to give this information to the board at a specific time. All of us know this, okay? Then please, stop playing. We know that the affiliate normally communicate with Ursula, and we don't have any problem with that, but why are we trying to legislate? Why are we trying to invent something that is not by law? It's a new by law? What do you think that we'll do? This is a recommendation, we'll go to the PMB, and we are trying to legislate. That's what we are trying to do.
Madam Chair, I'm still requesting
just
a point of information.
I don't know who's speaking, but you've not been recognized. Jan, you're next.
And Bill.
Bill, I think, was for me and then me.
And I'm requesting a point of information.
What is your point of information, Teresa?
Okay. As the Secretary, are we discussing Bill Crozier's substitute amendment that we send the additional copy to the affiliate director, Ursula Rudenberg, and not to Goodman and Serene Roberts? Is that what we're discussing?
Did you email that yet, Bill?
No, but I will.
The way I have it is Bill Crozier moved a substitute amendment that, quote, additional copy be sent to affiliate director Ursula Rudenberg. Correct me if I'm wrong. And that
That's
is
right.
a substitute
yes.
for
it's not
Roberts
a substitute.
And Goodman.
It's not
right?
A substitute. It's an amendment.
Substitute amendment that it go to
Wait,
Ursula Rudenberg
on.
Rather than
Stop.
Goodman and Roberts.
Stop.
Thank
hold
you.
Hold on, Teresa. Closure, are you saying then three names?
That's what I initially said. I don't necessarily care if we send them to Jan
that's what I said.
Those
are good things. Well, which is it? Are you saying that you want them to send it to three other people?
Yes.
It is your question.
But
I
may amend that myself, but that's what the amendment was that I made.
Alan for the
point
staff.
Of information?
No. Hang on. Bill, can you email us your amendment? We'll wait for it before we go further.
Okay.
Jan Goodman. Still on the staff.
Is it with regard to this amendment?
Yes, but we don't need to. It's with regard to the general topic. So we don't have to wait until we have the amendment to hear my thing, and we might as well hear it while waiting.
Let's let him send what he's sending.
I would like to address Adriana Kazanov's comments.
Okay, you can't speak right now. No one is speaking right now. And we're going to wait for Bill's motion.
I wanted to know what I wanted to talk about. That's what I want to talk about.
So it's not with regard to the amendment. Someone had a point of information?
Yes. Adriana?
Yes, go ahead, sir.
Madam Chair, how many amendments we have on the floor? Because we have the original amendment, the original motion, We have Dan Goodman, First Amendment, then you have mine, and now Bill. I mean, we cannot have three amendments on the floor.
Jan, would you, Jan, yours was to send it to both of us, is that correct?
Yes, and I would like it to be both of us and Ursula, and that was exactly what...
Alan for the staff.
Well, that is exactly what Bill was saying, and
Jan,
so I would like to address that
Jan.
As...
No. Jan, what was your original amendment? You can't keep changing things. What was your amendment?
Would you like me to read it, Madam Chair?
No, Teresa, I'd like you to be quiet so that Jan can answer the question. Jan, what was your amendment?
My original amendment was send it to the Secretary of the PNB and also to Jan Goodman and Serene Roberts.
Okay. Would you
as
be kind enough to put that
interim co-chairs? And I would like to...
Wait, no.
I would like
put
to motivate supporting...
Right. I'm sorry,
and,
are you having difficulty?
Can I have... Excuse me, Madam Chair. I have been denigrated.
No.
Once more by Adriana Cazenave, and I would like to know when I can address that. That's what I would like to know.
Right now, we're taking people's motions and amendments in writing so that people don't keep changing what they've said. At that rate, we never get anything done. Please put your amendment in writing so it doesn't change
before
we get to discuss it.
Point of information.
Just a minute. Adriana, you had an amendment also, right? That was the first one on switching the names of the pro tem chairs. Are you there? I can't hear you if you're speaking right now.
Bill.
Maybe that's who got dropped. Yes, Teresa, what is your question?
And, Madam Chair, the way, as the Secretary, the way I see the motions, Adriana Cassanet moved to change the person charged with coordinating with the affiliate director to be Serene Roberts. I asked a question, and we never really voted on that. Then Jan Goodman moved that we amend to request applicants send additional copies of applications to Jan Goodman and Serene Roberts. I did not hear another amendment from Adriana Cassanave on that matter. Then Bill Crozier moved a substitute amendment that additional
Teresa,
copies...
Teresa.
Okay.
You said you had a point of information. A point of information is a question. Do you have a question?
Yes, I guess I would, Madam Chair. My question is, do you want to go back to Adriana Cassanave's original amendment to change the person charged with coordinating with the affiliate director, be Serene Roberts, because you never took a vote on that?
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. Adriana, did you just rejoin us?
Yes.
Okay. Not being a Robert's Rules expert, let me tell you where I understand the law. The initial motion, which was to coordinate, right, so, you know, send the stuff in, send it to the secretary, have the pro tem chair coordinate. Since I don't even know if it's really an amendment or more of a correction, since the pro tem chair listed in the motion is Jan Goodman, when the pro tem chair of the meeting is Serene Roberts. But we can treat it as an amendment if folks feel the need to vote on it, if the standard changes depending on who's in the seat. And then Jan amended to add herself to that list in terms of receiving the application.
Point of order.
No, you don't get to make a point of order on that one.
Yes, I do, Madam Chair. Make a point of order. I think you're in error.
Teresa, please stop talking while I'm
Madam Chair, no offense. No offense.
Teresa.
I think you're in error.
Teresa. Stop. What we should have taken a vote and settled the issue of who's going to do the coordination.
Yes.
Because it's separate from who's going to be copied.
Correct.
So I would just as soon deal with the coordination issue
I did say I was going to copy the full committee, so I'm not sure what we're still discussing about who gets copied on people's individual applications, because the bylaws are clear on that. But let's pause everything and go back to dealing with the issue of who, quote, coordinates with the affiliate director. Adriana's motion is to substitute my name as the pro tem chair for the name of Jan Goodman, who is not the pro tem chair. So would you call the vote on that?
Alan says abstain. Adriana Casanade?
Wait, what are we, I don't understand. What is this vote on?
This is on
We're
the
voting.
Initial amendment.
Excuse you want me to read it?
No, I want you to let me speak the bill.
Okay, make it up.
Go. I'm sorry, what did you say?
Go ahead.
Just clarify what we're voting on first.
Okay. The last line of the motion that Teresa had put forward says, today's pro tem chair, Jan Goodman, will coordinate with the affiliate director. Jan Goodman is not the today's pro tem chair. Adriana moved to put in the name of the person who is pro tem chair, which is my name. Let's deal with that, and then we'll deal with the other amendment, which is where you and Jan were talking about who gets other people's applications, in addition to what the bylaws actually say.
Okay, well, I have an amendment
Are
to
you
that
there?
Amendment.
You have an Bill. Amendment to what?
To that amendment that you just mentioned. Adriana, I guess
and
it's Adriana's amendment.
And what would that be?
To, instead of substitute Serene for Jan, that we add both of them to coordinate with the affiliate director.
You know, this is a simple process that happens every year with not nearly this amount of drama.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Okay. I'm saying, no, okay, you know, you guys are so cute. Let's vote on Bill Crozier's amendment.
All right. Okay, the way I had Casanave's amendment read was change the person charged with coordinating with affiliate director be Serene Roberts, and then his amendment is to add and Jan Goodman. Okay. Alan says yes.
Point of information.
Is it essential to casting your vote?
Yes.
Yes, go ahead.
what I already said, that we cannot change what already happened. We have the original amendment that was mine. Then we have a second amendment that was proposed by...
Hello?
I'm not hearing you. Are you there? You dropped out.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you now.
What I'm saying is we have an original motion, the first amendment that was mine, the second amendment that came from Jan Goodman. At that
no,
point
no.
in time,
okay,
we
sorry.
Need to
Adriana,
vote.
Let me interrupt you.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
Okay. I should not have allowed folks to go into discussing where the applications
okay.
are going to be sent before we settle
okay.
the issue of who gets to write an email, because it's crucial
okay.
that the person write the email to the affiliate director. So we rolled it back, if you would, so that we're
okay.
just looking at your initial amendment, to which Bill Crozier has now added, because now it needs two people to write the email to the affiliate directors in his view. So if you agree that it takes two people, both myself and Jan, to coordinate with Ursula, then you should vote yes on his amendment. If you think that it's possible that one person can do it, the person who was noted as the pro tem chair in the initial motion, then you should vote no.
Point of information?
Is it essential to your vote?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Madam Chair, would Jan Goodman like to yield this responsibility to you?
I'm sorry. That's not a point of information.
Well, it's a question.
I
But I'm just hoping I'm just hoping to simplify the situation.
Teresa.
Goodman,
we're going to go ahead and vote right now. The question, the amendment that's before us is, does it take two people to send an email to the affiliates director? Would you please call the roll?
Madam Alan? Chair, I withdraw my name. I do not want to be considered for this task. Dan Goodman.
So we're looking now at Bill Crozier's amendment actually having been voided by the withdrawal from consideration of Jan Goodman. Can we go ahead now and vote on Adriana's initial?
Madam Chair, yeah. I would like to clarify my comment. My comment was directed
I'm sorry, Jan?
Yes. I would like to clarify my comment, please.
There's nothing to clarify. We've been on the phone for 47 minutes. I'm not spending the night here. Please. Let us go. The motion, you have said that you do not wish to be involved.
I do not wish to be involved in communicating with Ursula about sending out the applications to the, the first part.
Well, that's the only thing we're discussing.
Okay, so with regard to receiving...
That's the only thing that is currently on the floor. We don't need to know with regard to anything else. Let's deal with what's currently on the floor, which is Bill Crozier's amendment. I don't know who's speaking, but please stop. Which is Bill Crozier's amendment that would have you coordinate with me to coordinate with Ursula. If you have withdrawn from that, it's a non-issue. That's dead.
Yes.
So what is it you think needs clarification?
Nothing. That's fine. It's clear.
Let's vote on Adriana's initial amendment, please. Because folks want to vote. Let's vote.
Alan, okay, this is to have Serene communicate with the coordinator. I abstain. Kadri Kafane?
Yes.
Thank you. Crozier?
Abstain.
Abstain, thank you. Anise, Dan Goodman?
Yes.
Yes. Hauptmann?
Pass for now.
Hauptmann passes. Sean Rhodes?
Abstain.
Abstain. Okay, Serene Roberts?
Sure.
Okay, you choose not to vote. Nancy Zabarnaratomi?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Tempe Shibanda?
Yes.
Thank you, Tempe. Okay, the vote is two of
Teresa.
Okay, I'm sorry. Going back to Chandra Hauptmann?
Teresa.
Yes. Chandra Hauptmann? Hello?
I abstain.
Okay, thank you. Do you want the count, Madam Chair?
I said the word sure, and you said, you choose not to vote. So where, what do you have for me?
Oh, sure. Okay, I'm sorry. Madam Chair, yes, no, or abstain?
Sure, yes. That's usually what sure is.
Okay, yes. I'm sorry. I thought you said I'm the chair. I'm sorry. I thought you said you were the chair and you were going to vote.
Committee chairs don't have that issue. At any rate,
okay. Four abstain and 5 yes. Okay. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Okay. We had from.
And Bill, I was still on the stack.
On the stack with regard to what?
Before this amendment.
We're moving back to the other two amendments. Okay, we are moving back to the other two amendments that are on the floor. One was from Jan Goodman to have the candidates send applications to the secretary as well as to herself and me. And then Bill Crozier wanted to add Ursula Rudenberg to that. Is there any discussion on that last amendment?
Alan, for the stack.
Yeah, well, what I have more of a personal privilege.
I'm sorry?
What I really wanted to say was something regarding personal privilege. Point of personal privilege.
Yeah. Are you asking for a point of personal privilege?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, Adriana was trying to imply that I was and other people were somehow the lawsuit to try to get Pacifica's board to follow the bylaws and the rules was somehow related to this, and it's not. And I'll point out that she was actually one of the plaintiffs in the suit. I mean one of the defendants in the suit, and so it's kind of strange that she would try to point out just me without pointing out herself. But anyway, I just think that was inappropriate. It doesn't have anything to do with this motion.
Thanks for sharing.
Point of personal privilege?
No, please, no. Let us move on. The fact is, this foundation spends entirely too much time and effort with people trying to get their personal stuff on and not taking care of people's business, and it wastes a lot of money, but it's not going to waste any more time on this call tonight. Who's next on
Madam
the
chair, staff? Madam Chair, I insist
yes.
in my point of personal privilege because he's saying something that is not true. He's saying that I'm involved. He's a plaintiff. I'm sorry. I'm not a plaintiff in anything against the foundation. I don't know what this implies.
If Mr. Crozier wishes to equate being a defendant in a lawsuit with being a plaintiff in a lawsuit, that apparently
okay.
is his personal privilege. But I beg you,
okay.
please, no
Perfect.
More time on that.
Okay. Perfect.
Does anyone
Alan
have
for
anything
the,
to
Alan
say
for
on,
the staff?
Does anyone have something on the motion itself?
Alan for the staff.
Go ahead.
I would suggest that we just send it, we just have the application sent to the Secretary of the Foundation and a CC to the Affiliate Director.
We can't take, I think, a third amendment. We have one from Jan adding the co-chairs. We have one from Bill adding the Affiliate Directors to the co-chairs. We can't take yours.
Then my speaking to this substitute motion would be that I would vote it down. I'm going to vote no, and then I'll make another substitute motion if it fails.
This is Bill.
Anyone, yes, Bill. Anyone else wanting to speak on this amendment about having the applications copied to three people?
Okay, well, I think it's kind of moot, the last part of what I... can I speak?
Yeah.
You have
and
the floor, Bill.
Okay. The last part of why my amendment was sort of mooted by the previous amendment. So we don't need to say anything about the co-chairs pro tem of the task force, Jan and Serene. We already handled that. So my addition was just that the application shall also be submitted to the affiliates coordinator. Do you want me to resubmit that
okay.
in writing?
No, that's not correct. Jan's withdrawal was with regard to coordinating with the affiliate director on sending out
the notice. Oh, you're right. Okay, sorry.
Notice.
Okay. Okay.
This
okay, we'll just leave my amendment the way it is then. We don't need to spend more time on that.
Jan, go ahead.
Okay, I just sent the amendment so people should have it. I'll read it.
Wait a second.
I would like to motivate it.
Wait, hang on a second.
Then we can vote.
That was not your initial motion. Why are you changing your motion? Your motion was to have it go to the co-chairs. Bill's motion was to add the affiliate
created motion.
Whoever's speaking, please don't do that.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Your motion, your amendment, was to have it go to the co-chairs in addition to the secretary. Bill's motion was to have it go to the co-chairs and the affiliate director. So what is the point of your sending us Bill's motion as your new motion?
I would
What you spent is what bill
consider,
is what I'm
I know that technically, you know, considering something a friendly amendment is not technically within Robert's Rules of Order, but I think it would expedite this very much if I incorporated it as a friendly amendment and we could just vote
okay,
on that.
You're not understanding.
I understand. I understand perfectly. That my original motion did not include Ursula. It was a mistake. It should have included Ursula. I recognize that it was a mistake. I would like to not vote on something that I recognize is a mistake to not include Ursula. So I will withdraw my motion, if that's possible.
Okay, you're not
my original motion, I would like to withdraw.
Jan?
Yes.
You cannot send in an amendment that duplicates someone else's motion and say this is your new motion. What you put in your motion is what Bill Kozier currently has on the floor, and we're discussing it. So simply support it, and when we get to yours, you can vote against yourself.
Okay. So may I speak to Bill's motion?
Sure.
I would like to support Bill Crozier's motion to include, to add, to have CCs to Ursula, Jan Goodman, and Serene Roberts. Very important that Ursula be involved since she is the person who is in contact with these people, with the affiliates on a day-to-day basis and answer questions and so forth. And in addition, the point that was made was, you know, are we rewriting the bylaws? The bylaws are a basic set of rules, sort of a bottom line. If they are not designed to cover every instance and every shape, we're not trying to amend the bylaws. We're just making it a more workable situation. I don't, you know, when people wrote these bylaws, they were, you know, they were flying blind, so to speak, and we, of course, want to always follow the bylaws and having elections when they're due and so forth, and that is very important. But you can add things to supplement the bylaws if they're not in contradiction, and therefore, this is a very common sense measure. And I incorporate the things that Bill said before.
Adriana, for this back.
Yes, Adriana, go ahead, please.
Yes. What I want us understanding that the only requirement is the bylaws. What I want us to understand that we can say that we are asking people to CC how many people as we want, but that doesn't mean that some affiliate can directly send their application to the secretary, and that will be legally correct. That's what I'm trying to say, and that's how always was done till today, that somebody is trying to change. The legal obligation, the requirement, is the bylaw. The rest, you can ask people to do it, but that doesn't mean that if they decide not to, they will not be allowed to be affiliates, you know, that the application doesn't count. That is exactly what I'm trying to say. Even if you want to legislate, that's why I was talking about legislating. You know, what that means is you have an obligation, and once that the people, if the affiliates meet that requirement, that's all that they need. You can put all the things that you want out, but that doesn't change the original issue. Thank you.
Thanks. Anyone else on this?
Alan for the stack.
Timber.
Okay. Is there anyone who has not spoken yet who would like to speak?
Timber.
Yes, go ahead, please.
Yeah, who? I really have questions. Like the people that are going to be CC'd in this process, will they, if they ask for access to these applications, is that granted, you know, just by, you know, a request?
Okay, so the problem, sorry.
Go ahead.
So are you finished?
Yes, I am.
Okay, the process, according to our bylaws, is that the applications are sent to the PNB secretary by November 15th, and that person then has the responsibility of getting them to the board, I think the early December, it might be December 1st or our first meeting. I don't have the bylaws actually in front of me. This idea of adding other people to the recipient list when there has been no history of any PNB secretary not receiving and acknowledging and forwarding an application is an interesting twist that the PNB will decide about. I don't know if that's helpful to you.
Well, I just don't see the importance of so many people being copied to information. You know, I'm trying to figure out if these people that's being copied to this information, can they also make independent requests for that information? And
no,
you know,
okay.
I'm confused. Maybe I need to just, you know, listen, but yeah.
No, it's fine to ask you a question. If someone has a view that's different, they're welcome to share it. The fact is that the bylaws say it goes to the secretary and that the secretary has a certain period of time within which he or she must get it to the national board, who are the people that will be voting on the affiliate's on the affiliate director spot. This task force does not vote, and its chairs, its current co-chairs, happen to be members of the PNB, so we'll end up getting it at any rate, but whether or not we want to set a precedent of having information that is, according to our bylaws, directed to the national board, sent elsewhere, you know, is something that folks should also consider when they decide, you know, how they want to vote on it.
I really appreciate that clarification. And it sounds like, you know, the bylaws were put in place to prevent, you know, some type of conflict of interest of sort. And to bypass that would be, you know, kind of, you know, contradicting the bylaws. So, yeah, I think I understand.
Thank you. Teresa, you had something you wanted to share?
I'm really sorry that Jan added the two names of the people on the board, because I think it would be sufficient to make the secretary's job easier if she received the copies and a CC was given to Ursula so she knew the date and the time that everybody had sent them. So rather than having people send them to four people and wonder why they're sending them to so many people, I think it would make sense that we ask them to send them to the secretary of the PNB and CC the director of the program.
Right. And
so I'm going to vote no.
Yes, you've shared that, and you've said that you'll bring an amendment to that effect once, you know, there's room on the floor for another amendment. But is there anything you wanted to add? Okay, and I'll put myself on the floor on the staff after Bill, and I hope we can move on.
So my turn?
I'm on the staff after you.
Okay. Well, what Teresa said, this sounds like a fine substitute to me. It's simpler. You know, my concern is that if we send it only to the secretary and people have questions or whatever, their secretary, there's no point in overloading her with more work to do. Yes, obviously, if somebody sends an application only to her, she'll send it to the PNB, and we will get it. Those of us in the PNB will get it. That's not the problem. But, you know, it's like, why are we keeping the affiliates director out of this when that's the person they're used to communicating with? So it's okay if you don't want to send them to Serena and Jan. As I said earlier, that doesn't matter to me. So I think what Teresa just proposed sounds like a simpler and much better substitute for the original motion. So I'll support that. That
can
the application go just to the secretary of the PNB and to the affiliates coordinator.
Jan,
affiliates director.
So you can, Jan, you're on after me.
Okay.
You
I wanted to also endorse that.
Jan, you're on after me. Hello? Yes, Adriana. Is this a point of information?
Yes. Well, yes, I guess so. The point of
not Jan. Jan, I acknowledge that I heard you speaking. I said that you're on the stack after me.
Okay, that's fine.
Following. Thank you. Adriana, I heard your voice. Is this a point of information, or do you wish to be on the stack?
You wish to be on the stack.
Okay. So it's myself, Jan, and Adriana, and then, you know, it's like 9:37, folks. There have been times in previous task forces where affiliate directors who themselves were interested in running for the board again had positioned themselves or had been positioned to handle inquiries and to, you know, sort of act as interveners or conveyors of useful information. Now, people are free to talk about their personal experience, but there's a rather obvious conflict of interest in being the person who handles other people's queries when you yourself want the job. So we want to make sure none of that happens. Janet Coburn is the secretary of the board, and if she feels that it is too much, and I have not heard this from her in any round, you know, she was secretary last year when we went through the process and got one application. If she feels it's overwhelming, she's not shy. She will say something. She has her role as the secretary. It's defined in the bylaws. Why some folks are seem to be suggesting that someone who has a question about governance would be better served by going to the affiliates director when the affiliates director's boss is supervised by the PNB that this person hopes to join. You know, you guys are getting management and governance all conflated in a way that I think is not useful. Ursula works under the direction of the executive director. The executive director works under the direction of the PNB. If someone has a question about running for the board and what they would be doing on the board, I don't see how the affiliates director, other than from her personal observation, like everybody else in Pacifica, might have something to share. I don't see why anyone would question whether the best source of information would not be the secretary of the board, who has previously indicated, because she has come to the board with questions before when there have been matters of concern or things she was not sure were fully supported in the bylaws, why anyone would think that she's not the best contact point for an aspiring director is strange to me, and I reject it. So I will be voting down all of these amendments. Let it go to the secretary. That's what the bylaws say. I think Jan, you were next.
Yes, I would like to, if the body permits it, change the amendment. I've been convinced by the arguments of Teresa Allen. Just have the a copy go to the affiliates director, and I would like to address why I think that why going to the affiliates director also is helpful, because among other things, he's a staff person and is able to devote a certain amount of time to. More time, perhaps, than a volunteer. Maybe not. She's very busy, I know. But in addition, affiliates do have many questions. The affiliates director is very well aware of our structure and what is necessary, what people do. She can refer people to other people if necessary. She can. It's just an additional person who the affiliates are, will be receiving the notification from her or from us via her. I'm not sure which of those it is. So I would like to the extent possible, if supported by the body, or we could just quickly vote on it and find out, subtract the separate CCs to the co-chairs, and since Serene doesn't think it's necessary, and I now don't think it's necessary, I would like to just change it so that we are just going to have the vote on whether or not to send a copy to the affiliates director and not to the Serene or Jan.
Bill,
okay, Jan, to respond to you, it's fine if you want to go change your motion when we get to that. Right now we're dealing with Bill Crozier's amendment, so we're either going to vote that up or down, and hopefully soon. I think it's Adriana and then Bill.
Yes. The first thing to say is that, again, we are trying to invent something that a problem that didn't exist. That reminds me of what is happening in the political point of view, because we don't talk about the real issues and we invent some strange, ideas that something wrong is going on. Last year was the first time, right, apparently the chair of this this task force, Teresa Allen, and the affiliate director, they forgot to send basically Ursula to put there, even when Serene was asking before last year, and I remember that, forgot to put the word, or no, I don't know, to the affiliate. The only one that remember what the bylaw says and send an email making everybody aware that the deadline was approaching was the secretary of the PMB, the only officer that had the obligation. She did what she should do and what she is entitled to do and what is her duties. Now we are talking about we need to talk to other people and ask the people that forgot other years to have an input. The only obligation is for the only duty is for the secretary. The obviously Ursula, the director of the affiliate director, can communicate with all the affiliates and let them know that the time is approaching. Thank you, Teresa. That the time is approaching. But she doesn't have, the only one that has the obligation, the duty, is the secretary of the Pacifica National Board of Directors. The only problem why we are discussing it, because last year, you, Teresa, chair of this affiliate task force, and Ursula forgot to do it.
Alan for the SAC.
Thank you. Bill Crozier, I really wanted to...
I have a question.
You can't do that in committee. Unfortunate. Bill Crozier?
Okay, thank you. Well, just to clear up some misinformation, Ursula doesn't work for the PNB. The PNB has no supervisory authority over the affiliates coordinator, so it's not to say that somehow, that the PNB has any influence over the affiliate coordinator. The affiliate coordinator's boss is the executive director. That's the only boss. The affiliate coordinator doesn't have any other bosses. Okay, and the other item of misinformation was just what we just heard is that I don't believe the secretary last year sent out the notice to the affiliates either. I don't think anybody did. I think that's been documented by a number of people. So that was the problem. Nobody sent out the notice. I'm not trying to pick on the secretary, because I don't think it is her job to send the notice out. She's supposed to receive them, as has been pointed out. But we just need to make sure it's done, and if there's somebody, you know, can keep track of them. And I'm just reluctant to dump any more work on the secretary when she's behind on the minutes and other work, and she's probably not going to be able to answer questions from the affiliates about, you know, the affiliates program. So if there's no objections, I withdraw my amendment because I like Teresa's substitute more. And it's simpler. It was just to, you know, send the applications back to the secretary of the PNB and CC the affiliates coordinator. And I think that's simpler. So I'll support that. And so if there's no objections, I'll withdraw my other amendment.
Is there an objection to Bill withdrawing his amendment? I know it's consumed 30 minutes, but can he withdraw it? Is there a problem? Hearing
not
none, it's response. So Jan, are you here?
I'm here.
Yes. Jan also indicated she wanted to withdraw hers. Is there an objection to that? Hearing none, that is withdrawn. Teresa Allen, you have an amendment you wish to make?
Yes. I move that we CC, that the candidates for the affiliate director position CC Ursula Rudenberg.
Point of information.
One moment, please. Have you sent that in writing?
I will send it. That's a challenge because I don't have everybody's email here. But it's very simple.
Just use the list that you used earlier in the day.
I will try to do that and take minutes at the same time.
No, we will wait for you before we discuss your motion. Because people keep changing, crazy making stuff. Adriana, you had a point of information while we wait for Teresa's motion.
Yes, I just heard the motion, and I don't understand the motion really clear enough, because I think that the task force, like every task force of committee of the PNB, the only thing that they can do, that we can do, is ask the PNB to approve this. It's the only, we can recommend to the PNB this motion. That's the only thing that we can do. And I don't see that was expressed that way. Because nothing covered.
If you want to offer an amendment to clarify the process, go ahead and do that. I was preparing one as well. So that's fine. You can go ahead and do that, and we'll wait for Teresa.
No, I want just to put the question there.
Okay, Teresa is amending a portion of her original motion to add the words. Well, we'll see what the actual words are, but basically to add the idea that the affiliates director, who is an employee, should be copied on this governance material.
Okay.
But we'll see the language. We know that the task force cannot direct anyone, any employee, to do anything. So we know it is really a recommendation to the PNB, and I was in the process of adding that language to the existing motion. I was waiting for her change to put it all together, but I can send what I have now, or you can do it yourself.
Okay. I sent it.
Great. Anyone get it yet?
Can be read because I'm driving.
Teresa, can you read the words, or do you want me to do it?
The words are that we add, and, quote, and request that the affiliate director candidates be asked to CC the affiliate director, comma, Ursula Rudenberg.
Adriana, you have it?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Is there any discussion on that point? Is there any objection to the addition of the affiliate director as a recipient of application?
Yes, I object.
Okay. I object as well. Do we need to have further discussion, or are people
may I my objection?
Sure. Go ahead, Adriana.
Okay. Basically, just explain before. I mean, how we have an employee that obviously communicated with the affiliate, and that is what the Pacifica Foundation, you know, after doing. But it's a totally different situation as for an employee to be part of something that has to do with governance in a very sensitive issue. That is the one, that's why the bylaws are wide enough to send to the officer of the foundation, the secretary, the application, because it's not a matter for employees to meddle or not on this. It's Ursula, as the director's, her obligation is to communicate with the affiliate and let them know how the process is. But it's up to only governance, in this case the secretary, to receive the application that is
something personal and cannot be converted in a political role. That is the main reason why the bylaws specify that the only one that receives the application is the secretary, and she is in charge. The secretary is in charge of once that she checks all the applications, she will send those applications to the Pacifica National Board of Directors. That is the ultimate decider.
Alan for the stack.
And Bill for the stack.
It's not any employee in this process. It's only governance and the officers of the foundation.
That's why I will vote again.
Thank you. Teresa Allen.
Earlier in the meeting, Adriana Casanave mentioned the situation that happened last year. The committee, or this task force, asked Ursula to send out the notice, and I contacted Ursula. I sent her an email and asked her to send out the notice. And she did not, since I did not include who people were to send the applications to, she responded by email, which I did not get, and so it did not go out. Okay? I was not aware that the notice did not go out, and the secretary did not notify us that we only had one application until the Sunday before the deadline. Was due on Monday, and on Sunday she said, oh, by the way, I see we only have one application. So I'm not expecting the secretary to tell us how to stay on top of the situation. I'm thinking, though, that if we have the applicants send it to two people, one is a staff and one's the secretary, that there's a little bit of backup there in case, you know, for some reason we got no applications. Ursula could maybe say to the secretary, do you have any applications? Or the secretary could say to her, do you have no applications? Something seems to be wrong. I'm just thinking that might be a checks and balances situation if there were two people that were to get the applications. So
point of information.
That's why I propose this. Thank you.
Point of information.
Your point of information, Adriana?
Yes. I want to understand why, how this motion will
in any way solve the issue that the affiliate director forgot to send the communication to the affiliates. I don't understand how that will solve it, because it's not up to the secretary, was to the...
Okay,
to the,
okay, just let her answer your question. She has an answer. Teresa?
Yeah.
Because just in that instance, if it was to be CC'd to someone and it did not arrive, it's two different situations, but the fact of the matter is you made a comparison and said that I had failed in something. I requested it, and she did not contact me directly. So I was not aware it didn't go out. In this instance, if the candidates submit their applications to the secretary and CC Ursula, then not one but two people might be alerted if there's a problem.
Okay.
For example, if the secretary's computer crashed, then Ursula, the director, would have the copies of the applications.
Are you done?
Yes. Now I'm finished. Thank you.
Okay, great. Thanks. Bill, and then myself, and then my God, please, people, it's 10 o'clock.
Point of personal privilege, Jan Goodman.
Yes, Jan?
I just want to interject here, the part of the story that is relevant, that has been missing.
If it's personal privilege, it has to do with something that has been said about you. Is that what, because
well,
you don't seem to go in that direction.
It's been said about my colleague, and that is what
that is not a point of personal privilege.
Okay, fine.
Bill Crozier, please.
Okay, well, first, you know, this is getting, this is too much confusion here. You know, the purpose of this is not to prevent the problem from that happened last year from happening again. That's not the purpose of it. It's what Teresa was saying, you know, to have a backup person who's also getting the information, and also because it's the logical person that the affiliates are used to communicating with all the time anyway, and if they have questions. It's just asking for them to copy, send a copy to the affiliates coordinator. I mean, there's no big deal. And also, just to clarify another piece of misinformation, the bylaws do not say that they can only be sent to the foundation secretary. It says it shall be submitted to the foundation secretary. It doesn't say only to them or that you can't send it to anybody else. So it's just not correct to say, to imply or state that that's the only person that bylaws allow you to send it to. So let's just go ahead and vote on this. It's getting late, and I think we're nearing the scheduled adjournment time, aren't we?
Okay, so I'm next on the staff, but is there anyone else who wants to speak on this subject? We really should. This is not that deep, folks. Is there someone else who wants to speak? Okay, so let me just correct the record. Earlier when Bill Crozier was correcting what he said were points of misinformation or disinformation, he actually made a statement that did not accurately reflect what I had said earlier. I no longer remember what his point is, but I don't think we have much of a point here tonight. This has been an hour on this. Come on, people. My amendment, which I'm sending out to all of you now, says that the affiliate task force recommends to the PNB, it's just a matter of, I can tell you which words I'm inserting, if that helps at all. Do you want that, or should I just read it?
Madam Chair, there's an amendment on the floor. Can we vote on that amendment first?
This is an amendment to the motion as well.
Okay, all right.
And it is now in front of you. I have added... Before looking at the existing amendment or looking at what you have now, the new language is the at the beginning of the sentence, and then the word recommends to the PNB that they have the executive director have the affiliate director do X, Y, Z, because we can't direct anybody to do anything. So you have that language now. The motion, if my amendment succeeds, and... presuming Bill's amendment fails, we'll read, the affiliate task force recommends to the PNB
that they, I'm sorry, that's Teresa's amendment. The affiliate task force recommends to the, you know what, so you're right. I think I should deal with Teresa's amendment and get that voted up or down and then make mine so I don't have to change the language after yours. Let's deal with Teresa's suggestion about simply adding the affiliate director. If you want to read it again, you can, but it's essentially adding the affiliate director to the secretary as the
person. The motion is.
Okay, hello.
Affiliate task force request that the Pacifica affiliate director, Ursula Rudenberg, send out by September 30th, 2016, notice
to try to overtalk me, Teresa. That's rude. I said I could summarize it or you can read it, and I paused for you to read it.
I'm ready to read it.
Well, go ahead, dear.
Okay, dear. Affiliate task force request that Pacifica affiliate director Ursula Rudenberg, send out by September 30, 2016, notice to affiliates soliciting applications for two affiliate director positions. Nomination shall close November 15, 2016. Applications shall be submitted in writing to the Pacifica Foundation Secretary as follows. Janet Coburn, PNB Secretary, secretary@pacifica.org, and request that affiliate director candidates be asked to CC the affiliate director, Ursula Rudenberg.
Point of information?
That's the motion as amended. Thank you.
Point of information?
That's the amendment as you hope. You can't say that's the motion at the next.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Is that you, Sean?
That's me.
In point of order.
Well, who goes first, point of information or point of order?
Point of order. What is your point of order, Bill Croson?
Aren't we past the scheduled adjournment time for the meeting? Don't we need to go ahead and vote on this?
There was no adjournment time posted on the agenda. Sean, what is your point of information?
In the motion, I've heard the words, the title used, affiliates director. Again, people have been saying affiliates coordinator. Which is it?
It used to be coordinator. I hear a few years ago it was changed to director. But it's the same person, and there's only one person in the foundation who has any title with affiliate in front of it, so I figure we're okay either way.
And then the people who get elected to the board who are affiliates, are they affiliates director as well, or what's their title?
They are
affiliate directors.
It can't be that confusing. Some are governance and one is a title. But I can ask, you know, the executive director to change it back to affiliate coordinator if you think it's that confusing to people.
Well, I just want to be clear on what it is we're voting on tonight.
We could put just affiliate program director.
Well, that's, if your question is about the title, we can put the employee who works with the affiliate. is it really confusing? Or should we just add her name? Would that clarify for you?
Not just for me, but when people down the line read this, they'll know what we're voting on.
You have a suggestion, Sean?
Ursula Rudenberg is fine.
To add it to the title?
Yes.
Or to replace it?
Add it.
Okay. I think we're good. Is there, please tell me this. Well, no, that wouldn't be nice.
I just have one question. What did we just agree on, that you want me to take affiliate director out of the motion and just put her name?
No. We'll coordinate. It says at the top, affiliate director Ursula Rudenberg.
Uh-huh, okay.
I guess you also want it down at the bottom where it's talking about coordination. Is that what you're referring to, Sean?
No.
My amendment, both the amendment and the motion include the name.
Wait, Teresa. So what's the point where you'd like the name added, Sean?
In the last thing that Teresa read, where she said, you know, the affiliate director will send out the notice.
Point of information?
Well, she has Ursula's name there.
Okay, no, never mind.
What she added, sorry?
Never mind, then I withdraw.
Okay. Adriana, what's your question?
Yes. I believe that it's a big distinction because the directors, the PNB directors, we are directors rep or representative from, in this case, I mean, our station, or in the case of the affiliate, director representatives from the affiliate. It's not any discussion. We are not affiliate directors or, you know, I don't think that sounds exactly the same, but I don't know. That's okay. If it's easier, we can put her name.
Madam Chair, Alan for the staff.
One second. I will, as part of my amendment, insert PNB in front of the word, between the two words, two affiliate director positions. I will put PNB, so it will read two PNB affiliate director position. I don't.
I agree, Madam Chair. That sounds great.
Okay, but we're not dealing with my amendment now. Let's deal with Teresa's amendment, which is to add to the recipient list. Is there any objection to that? I object. But so then I recommend we take a vote.
Okay.
Point of request for information. What are we voting? Make it clear, please.
Okay. Teresa sent an amendment in an email. I don't remember if you're on that list. But adding Ursula Rudenberg as a recipient of applications for the two PNB director positions. So that in addition to sending their papers to Janet Colburn, they will copy Ursula. That is Teresa's amendment.
Are we ready to vote on my amendment?
I don't know. Let me see if the member understands, since I just answered her question. Are you good, Nancy?
Yes.
I mean, are you clear? I know you're good, but are you clear?
Yes, and so if... Yeah, so the yes and no is whether to include Ursula as a carbon copied, right?
Yes, on the
Okay.
Okay, let's go.
Alan says yes. Adriana Casanave? Can't hear you? Adriana Casanave?
No.
Adriana, you're very okay.
Thank you, no. Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Anissi, Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Chandra Hoffman? Chandra Hoffman, can't hear you?
Yes.
Thank you. Sean Rhodes?
Yes.
Thank you. Serene Roberts?
No.
Okay. And Nancy Sabara-Naratomi?
No.
No, okay. And Temba Shibanda?
No.
No, okay. Lewis Wolf, not here. Okay, so the vote is... four no. So it passes.
To the Foundation's Board of Directors regarding the... All right, folks, so I have to get off the call now. There's an on-air debate about local station board at my radio station. I'm going to get off the call now.
Can't you wait until this next vote? We're going into...
If you're
going to
do it now and not spend another half hour, because the debate is going on now.
Okay. Madam Chair, are we ready to vote on your motion?
I'm sending it now with the corrected language. Just a second.
It's the same thing, only you just added the word PNB in front of affiliate directors.
No, because I had not incorporated your amendment because it had not yet passed.
Oh, okay.
Okay, whoever's got audio, you need to mute, please. Countdown one.
Dan Goodman, motion to amend.
Oh, God.
Just to put in...
Can we just please vote on this motion?
What is your amendment, Jen? What is your proposed amendment?
Application shall be submitted in writing to the Pacifica Foundation Secretary as follows, and the Ursula and the affiliate program director, Ursula Rudenberg, which we just voted on.
That is Peter's motion. That's what...
Oh, I see. I'm sorry. I apologize. I take it back. I just saw it at the bottom.
So,
no, I apologize. No, I do want to add it here that we want her to send it out and that we want her to, that Ursula Rudenberg should be CC'd with the applications.
We did.
This is a motion
stop.
To the PM.
Hello.
Yes.
That was Teresa's motion on which we just voted.
And why are we voting on your motion here?
Excuse me?
I thought we were about to vote on... Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't see Teresa. Never mind. Wait a minute. Let me just ask this. Let me point... I just need this clarified. Did we vote that the PNB have the Pacifica affiliate director, Ursula Rudenberg, send it out and then... that the nominations would be submitted to Janet Coburn and Ursula Rudenberg?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Fine.
No, we didn't.
Yes, we did.
So far, we have voted that Ursula will be added to the recipient list. The language about having the PNB recommendation conveyed to the PNB is what we're about to vote on now with Teresa's recently approved amendment incorporated.
Okay. May I inquire, please?
May I suggest you read the motion that was just sent to you first?
Information.
Jen, read what was sent to you because you keep asking us and then saying, no, it's there. No, it's not there. I mean, just read it.
Okay, I've just read it. So, wait a minute.
Oh, God.
Okay, so point of information.
Yes, Jack.
In the past, as I understand it, the affiliates committee just asked directly to have Ursula send things out. If we are asking that the PNB do this, this is going to add a whole other discussion to the PNB, and I don't see the point of including the PNB in this discussion when they have such much bigger fish to fry, and we have spent so long just getting to this, and as I understand it, in the past, the PNB hasn't been involved in this. It just goes to Ursula, and Ursula sends it out, and I spoke directly to Lydia the other day, and she was like, yeah, have them, you know, Ursula needs to send it out. So I'm wondering why this is being sent to the PNB.
Because neither task forces, I'm sorry, is your question done?
Yes.
Yes?
Let's
I'm sorry, Jan?
Yes, I'm listening.
Are you finished?
Yes, I want to know why we're doing it when it hasn't been done before.
I guess you're not finished. Tell me when you're finished, I'll try to answer.
I'm finished. Go ahead.
Okay. Because no committee or task force can direct staff to do anything. Staff is directed by the executive director. The PNB directs the executive director. If you look at any of the motions that come up, and they repeatedly do on every agenda from various committees,
is a recommendation to the PNB.
Now, Ursula is familiar with the bylaws. There's nothing that stops her from saying, heads up, I'll soon be sending out a formal request. She can do that now if she's
okay.
Listening. Well,
so
you know.
I'd like to make a motion to amend this.
Alan for the stack.
You know, I'm sorry, and I'll put myself on the stack after Ursula and after Teresa and after Jan, because I remember the point that I wanted to correct the Crozier's correction about. But also, you know, the fact that it's taken us almost 2 hours to get to this point, it's not because the issue is complex. It's because the rules change depending on who we're talking about. So if we don't want to have to waste time on the PNB call, we should try to be a little more objective when this matter gets there. Teresa, go ahead.
I'm going to say no to Serene's motion or to amend. I don't think we need to involve the PNB. We've done it this way before, and I think that we have finally made the motion with the necessary information to get the job done. So I hope that Jan will not add an amendment, and that we will vote on Serene's amendment as to its value, up or down. Thank you.
Jan, did you want to speak?
Yes. I think we're ready to vote. I agree with Teresa Allen that we don't need to.
Adriana? So you don't have an amendment. Okay, Adriana?
Yes. I want to remind again the whole task force that we cannot, doesn't matter if you decide tomorrow to change the bylaws. It's not any, you cannot order, we, the task force, neither any committees can order an employee to do something or to change the bylaw or to change the relationship with the affiliate. The bylaws, if Ursula have the option to communicate without any problem with the affiliates, but nobody can change to whom the application will go without this going to the PNB. This task force or any committee is illegal. We don't have the right to change anything because governance goes to the PNB. It's the only body in this foundation that is allowed to govern. Then we can recommend. You don't want to pass the recommendation to the PNB? Fine. But your amendment doesn't go anywhere because it's illegal. We cannot do it. Thank you, Teresa, for your breathing. Thank you. That's why you sometimes do not understand me, because you breathe when I'm talking. You know,
I'm sorry, I'm breathing.
Nancy,
request
you.
Me too.
Okay, you know, no one's trying to kill you, Teresa. You can breathe. It's just the loud sighs aren't terribly collegial. Nancy,
you know,
to
there was nothing Nancy, personally
Teresa,
as floor.
Teresa, you don't have the floor. Well,
Bill,
you commented during her comment. Nancy, did you want to speak?
Yes. Request for information. Is there any objection to this motion now?
I would like to
vote.
Yes.
A number of people indicated that they objected. So putting myself on the stack, as I said I would, because it's only 10:20 here in New York, earlier I mentioned that Ursula is involved in governance. I'm sorry, Ursula is a staff person, and as such, she does not have a governance role beyond that which the bylaws or the PNB as a whole decide to provide, or that the ED amends her job description to include. So the best source for information, again, on people who intend to join the foundation's highest governing body would be a member or at least an officer, let's say, of that governing body, and that is why the secretary is the perfect person to receive and process the email.
Janet Coburn is an intelligent woman. If she gets the question that is beyond her, she will not send gobbledygook back as a response. She will find out whether it means consulting, you know, another officer, another member of the body with experience, or the entire body, as she has shown that she's capable of writing, you know, to pnb@pacifica.org. So I don't think there's any question about whether or not she can fulfill the function that is required or devise some way, and she will notify us of that. She's a stickler in that sense. You know, I don't think there's any question about that. But I think it's completely inappropriate to add to the recipient of a recipient list for a governance position the employee who worked under the person who worked under the governance body. Now, I said that earlier, and Bill Crozier then came on to correct somebody about the relationship between Ursula and the ED and governance. So I don't know what he misheard initially, but there's nothing that I said now that I did not say prior to his, quote, correction. So you can take that as a point of personal privilege or something. I just urge you all, if you object to the motion, then vote it down. Let's move. There was someone else who wanted to speak. Was that you, Crozier?
Yes. Well, you lost me there a second ago, but I was just going to say, you know, it's just not, and I'm not talking about you, Serene, but I'm just, it's not correct for the other person who had mentioned that we're doing something illegal or contrary to the bylaws or anything like that. The motion says that the affiliates task force requests that the affiliate director, you know, send out the notices. It's not, all it's doing is requesting. We're not doing anything illegal or contrary to the bylaws. So, I urge that you vote against this amendment and then for the original motion that we substituted for Teresa's motion.
Are we ready to vote, Madam Chair?
No pressure. It is 10:23. Does anyone else feel the need to share something on this before we vote? Teresa, would you call the roll?
Okay. Alan says no. Adriana Casanave?
Yes.
Bill Crozier?
No.
Okay. Jan Goodman?
No.
Chandra Hoffman?
No.
No, thank you. Sean Rhodes?
No.
No, okay. Serene Roberts?
Yes.
Yes, thank you. Nancy Zabaranaritomi?
Yes.
Yes, thank you. Tembe says Shibande. Shibande?
Tembe Shibande, yes.
Thank you. Okay, the vote is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 no. And 1, 2, 3, 4 yes. The amendment fails.
Okay.
Move to adjourn.
Sure. I was not on the line when you guys spoke last time. Was there any thought of a regular meeting, or are we just going meeting to meeting?
This is Teresa Allen. I took the initiative to go on the KPFTX calendar and schedule the next meeting for the second Saturday of next month. The second Thursday in next month, because there was nothing scheduled that day.
Okay, so the answer to my question is no. I would appreciate it if you would cancel that. We will poll people for the next day. Thursdays are not advisable. We are likely to be bumped by the PMB, and we need to find another day. But really, it's 10:25, and unless there is a real desire to continue, I would just as soon wrap it up.
Well, I would like to move that we do what we did this month and schedule it for the second Thursday and select an alternate day if the PNB decides to meet on that date.
Point of information?
Yes, Adriana.
Which date is that?
The date that I scheduled it was October 13th.
Can we ask the members, really? Because, you know, first of all, Teresa, you are not even the secretary, and you go there and you schedule something without the committee.
I can remove it, but I thought we would try to schedule it just in case so we could have a date.
I'm sorry, Teresa.
Teresa, Adriana has the floor.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I will ask. Please, Chair, tell members that even when they think that they are, you know, they have all the rights, they do not. The committee decide by themselves. And I think that it's not cool that Teresa takes some prerogatives that are not here. That's not her. She's not even the secretary of this committee.
Well, I'm secretary tonight.
Sorry. Do you have
Teresa.
Pro Tem.
Teresa?
Yes.
Oh. Okay. Would you include in the minute?
Yes.
That members of the task force object to you assuming the privilege to set meeting dates without consultation.
Oh, then you're going to have to vote on that.
I move to amend that.
Jan, you don't have the floor.
Jan Goodman, Stack.
Go ahead.
I move to amend that motion to that we set October 13th as a backup day, as a day for the next affiliates meeting, and that we set the next available day on the calendar as a backup day in the event that we're bumped by the PNB.
Okay, it is not, that is not an amendment to what I've said, because it actually has no bearing on what I've said. Whether or not we choose to move forward with the date doesn't change the fact that a single person who's a member of the committee doesn't get to go pick a date and post it. It is an official calendar, even if you can cancel things after the fact.
Madam Chair, may I speak?
Not at the moment. We have a motion.
Tell me when.
Since you think you need it in the form of a motion, I'm trying to offer that. So I will send that to you by shortly.
Madam Chair?
Spill for the stack.
Yes.
I think that
yes,
what I want the minute to reflect what I said is not a motion. You know, nobody can change that some members, in this case myself, feel that it's not right. And then I want that notice in the meeting. Thank you.
I think that should, can we?
Adriana, repeat that so I can type it. Listen, Jan, please control yourself. Adriana, please repeat that.
Point of order.
Teresa, Alan
for the
stack. Quiet.
Alan
quiet.
For the stack.
Adriana.
Alan, for a point of order, Alan for the staff.
Teresa, you do not have the floor, and you need to be quiet. So
I'm waiting
make
to be recognized.
Notes.
I'm waiting to be
no,
recognized.
No, you're not. No, you're not. What you're doing is shouting, and you need to stop, because then I feel I need to shout over you so that someone can hear what I'm saying. We got to get off the phone. It's 10:30.
Well, Madam Chair, you're the one that decided not to recognize
Casanay's
motion to adjourn.
Teresa Allen, stop. I know you have lots of privilege. Try to rein back.
No, I don't. Madam Chair,
right
I object.
Now, Adriana,
you're very
Adriana
insulting.
Adriana has made a statement. As secretary, you can try to note it, but I see you merely trying to talk over her. Therefore, I am trying to note it, and you're talking again. Stop. Mm. Adriana, if you would be
and
so kind as to go a little more slowly. Okay, you can hold that. Adriana, if you'd go a little more slowly, I'll try to write this down.
Yes. I want to be put in the minutes that I feel totally,
not only offended, totally disrespect when a member of this committee thinks, or this task force thinks, that they have the right to decide for all of us without consulting anybody. She's not, that person is not an officer of this task force, and I think that is not only rude, but it's totally disrespectful. I agree that is the way that normally was done in this affiliate committee, that a few people have their vote. The rest doesn't count. But I think that we should correct it. Every member has the right to decide.
Alan for the stack.
Okay, what I have, and it's not exactly what you said, but tell me if it comes close enough, please. Minutes are to include a statement that member Adriana Castaneda feels disrespected by the lack of consultation on the part of Teresa Allen in posting, in choosing and posting group meeting dates. Is that close enough?
Perfect. Nancy, without the consultation, that was said, that was put in?
Yes, by the lack of consultation. I can put the absence of consultation.
With the group.
Do you need to hear it again? Okay, I don't know who's speaking, but please stop. Adriana, unless you're Adriana, you shouldn't be speaking. Adriana, did you get it?
Yes.
These people, grow up. Grow up.
Bill for the stack.
I'm sending it now, Adriana. Okay, now that is a statement. I do not believe that it would require a vote to include the statement, but if those of you, if you, folks feel the need to vote on it, that's fine. We'll have the vote.
Point of information, Madam Chair?
Yes.
My feelings need to be vote for this committee? Need to vote in my feelings?
No, but whether or not your feelings deserve the recognition in the minutes, apparently, is a matter that some folks want to vote upon. So let's
for the stack.
Let's have a brief discussion. It's only 10:33.
Bill, I was on the stack.
Is it with regard to Adriana's statement?
Yes.
Go ahead.
You know, I'm just appalled that we're spending all this time wasting time about this. And, you know, we should be thanking Teresa for taking a little initiative to try to help the committee move forward. I'd like to remind everybody, when we the first meeting this task force had this year, the convener didn't bother talking to any of us about what days were good for us. Just picked a day and posted it on calendar. So why aren't we worried about that? Instead, we're picking on Teresa for trying to, you know, get us a meeting scheduled on the regular day that we've been meeting and then telling us about it so that we can verify it, so we can confirm it or change it. That's what she was doing. And why are we criticizing her for this? This is silly. It's a total waste of time. And
okay.
We should be, if anything, we should appreciate her for helping us out.
Okay. Jan Goodman, did I hear you? What is your point of order, Adriana?
I ask you to make the members refrain to put ideas or thoughts or you know, in other people's minds, because that is not true. First of all, you are talking about the convenience of the meeting is an officer. Teresa wasn't any. Okay? That is
okay, Adriana, that's not a point of order. That's an argument.
Okay, sorry.
But you can join the staff, but you can't jump in at this point. Jan Goodman.
I would like to amend this motion to add, and others on the committee, including Jan Goodman, are happy that Teresa Allen took the initiative to at least pick and post a tentative date for us to meet. For the Affiliates Task Force to meet.
Okay.
Excuse me. Let me just finish. Of the task force.
I'm sorry. What is your question?
Not a question. It's an amendment.
Then send it in writing. I rule that your amendment is inappropriate. It is, in fact, the opposite of what was conveyed in this motion.
Excuse me.
I don't know who's speaking at the moment.
Don't get me to ask me a point of information.
I'm ruling your motion out of order.
Point of order. Excuse me, I don't think you understood.
Jan, you don't have the Jan.
My amendment was to add on.
You don't have the floor. Send your amendment. As I heard it, it is out of order. Adriana, what is your point of order?
I already before, and it's not debatable, I asked for adjournment.
Second.
The only motion that should be on the floor.
Second.
I believe that if there's a motion on the floor, we have to finish the motion before we can adjourn. We can't adjourn with a motion on the floor.
Madam Chair, Alan for the stack.
We're not taking it back at the moment. We're waiting.
I haven't seen a copy of the motion, so you can't say the motion's on the floor.
And Bill, point of order.
What is your point of order, Bill?
Adriana is correct. She made the motion to adjourn before this other motion, so this other motion is out of order, and we should be voting on the motion to adjourn.
Is there any objection to adjourning? Okay.
Yes.
Good night. Yes, Nancy.
Good. I don't understand what Bill is saying. Adriana made this motion before she made the move for adjournment, right? No.
Adriana? I do not recall in what order I heard the issue of adjournment over the issue of the next meeting date.
I made the motion to adjourn before the discussion of the next meeting date.
There you go.
Oh, my memory's bad. Thank you.
Well, but then you took the floor and you spoke in terms of this statement.
Exactly.
Thereby voiding your own motion to adjourn.
Agree?
Alan for the stack.
This is a parliamentary inquiry for those of you who know Robert's rules and want to use it constructively.
Alan for
the bill.
Just Teresa, you're not recognized, so you can stop repeating that.
Point of order, there is no parliamentary inquiry.
Stop it. The question is, do we deal with the motion that's on the floor and the issue of the next meeting date, or do we just adjourn and handle it by email? Does anyone have something to offer on what Roberts would have us do or what common sense would have us do?
Bill Closer just already said it.
Teresa Allen, please do not speak out of turn. And out of turn would be when you don't have the floor. Tosha, do you have something to say on the question I asked?
Yes, the motion to adjourn always takes precedence, and it's not debatable, and so any other later motion made was
Teresa.
Out of order.
Thank you. Teresa, would you call the roll on the motion to adjourn? Nancy had an objection.
Alan says yes to adjourn. Kathanaid?
Pass.
Okay. Crozier?
Yes.
Goodman?
Yes.
Sean Rhodes? I'm sorry, Shonda Hoffman? Hearing none. Sean Rhodes?
Yes.
All right. Serene Roberts? Serene Roberts?
I vote no.
All right. Nancy Sabara Narutomi?
No.
No. Temba Shibanda? Not hearing. I'm sorry?
No.
You do not want to adjourn. Okay, no. Okay. Going back to...
Adriana, no.
No, you do not want to adjourn. Okay.
The motion fails. We continue. There's a motion for Jan. You say you had an amendment that did not sound like an amendment. Have you sent it yet?
I withdraw.
Yes. 4 yes, 4 no. Okay.
Okay. So the amendment, the motion from Jana, which was sent at 10:32 p.m., it's before us. Is there any discussion?
I don't see the motion. So which motion are you referring to?
I sent it at 10:32. That would be 9:32 your time.
10:32. Does it? Okay. So other people have it? Does everybody have it? Can you read it to me?
I got it.
It was sent 10 minutes ago. And your name is first. It reads, minutes are to include a statement that member Adriana Castaneda feels disrespected by the absence of consultation on the part of Teresa Allen in choosing and posting group meeting dates. Is there any discussion? Let's take the vote, please.
Allen would like to amend.
And
that I would like to add that T. Allen feels regret that the task force would not appreciate her attempt to facilitate meeting in a timely manner.
I'll put myself on the staff.
Okay, and I want to remind you that my statement is,
Teresa, if you would like to motivate your amendment, then you should say that, because I've already put myself on the stack because you didn't indicate that. So please, go ahead and do it. But hold on a second. You know, this is not your first meeting. You've been on the PNB for like 12 years, and you were on the LSB before that. This thing about speaking whenever you want to, regardless of who has the floor, although I will say it is something you practice more when certain people have the floor, should really stop. Some of us get old. Some of us get wise. It's really rude and annoying when someone your age, and we're not that far apart, so this is not an age thing, but this complete lack of impulse control where you just blur out what you're thinking regardless of who has the floor should stop. It is abusive.
Point of order.
I would like
what
to
is your point of order, Crozier? What
not
is
not appropriate
order?
For the chair to lecture somebody at length on something like that and try to insult them.
You should be the last person to speak about a chair going on and on and on about anything, because you have lectured us every time you've opened your mouth tonight. So no.
Point
I
of order.
Your point of order. And
point
further,
of order.
And
I'm glad you're not
shouting. I'm speaking. And further. You choose to take insult because I ask someone to respect everyone else. That says volumes about you. What is your point of order, Teresa Allen?
Madam Chair, the chair of any committee or task force is respectfully requested per Roberts not to lecture and to actually withhold opinion on such things. I mean, I was about to motivate my motion, and it has to do with my feelings. I don't know whether this committee or this task force can vote to include something that's my feelings, but I feel really disrespected by you as chair and suggesting that you know my motivations or my agenda is really inappropriate. And
okay.
The only thing I did was schedule it because I was hoping to facilitate us and find a date for us. And it can be changed.
Teresa.
And you brought it up after the motion to adjourn.
All of this can't possibly be part of a point of order.
This is part of my motivation.
I'm sorry. You screamed point of order, so I gave you.
Well, that's because you were insulting Bill Crozier.
Oh, you
point of order?
Bill Crozier felt insulted by your possibly feeling insulted by my asking you to stop talking over people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Motivate your motion. Let's go.
I have been on the affiliate task force for over 14 years.
We're speaking to what here? What are you speaking to?
I'm speaking to motivate my amendment. My amendment is that T. Allen feels regret that the task force would not appreciate her attempt to facilitate meeting in a timely manner and insults by the chair. Okay? I've been secretary as needed. And tonight I am secretary pro tem. I have attempted at times to clarify what people were saying so I could do the minutes. So please don't assume that because at times I ask for a point of information as the secretary, that is as a regular member of the group. I'm only trying to do the minutes, okay? And today, it was today that I scheduled the meeting for next month because I wanted to get a meeting in before it was taken up by some of the committees so they wouldn't have to readjust their schedules. Because it's not possible for anybody to suggest that we meet on that date with an alternate in case the PNB. I mean, at this point, we've lost that opportunity, which I thought was a great idea. I mean, I feel that this committee is, and namely, Adriana Casanave's motion of her feeling.
Okay.
There's just a limit to how much people can be offended attempt to help.
Teresa Allen, please.
Hypersensitivity doesn't help.
Send us your motion and stop trying to psychoanalyze other people. Physician, heal thyself. Adriana, what is your point of order?
Just please ask the member. Teresa Allen said that she was motivating her motion and she need to talk about my feelings and my... I don't understand that, Madam Chair, and I have to be in the stack after you. Thank you.
Okay, so Bill Crozier made a statement earlier in which he alleged that the convener of the task force randomly chose a date. The fact is that everyone was polled, the affiliates director for months had been asked to meet, said she didn't want to meet with the group. Then shortly before the meeting, it's like, oh, yes, I'm available. I want to talk to you guys. And a member of this group got on and talked about how she was being silenced and being suppressed and, you know, just all these fantastical statements about what people think is really happening in Pacifica. I don't understand what kinds of experiences people have in their real lives that allow them to bring the kind of energy that they bring to Pacifica. You know, Pacifica is supposed to be a part of your life. It's not supposed to be your only thing, so that you ought to be able to function, you know, when things don't go exactly your way all the time. And it seems more and more Pacifica is attracting the kind of people who feel they need to control every aspect of it because this is all they have happening. I think that's unfortunate. It's costing us money. It's costing us goodwill. You know, it's a waste of human energy. It's a huge waste. And people seem to have no trouble making statements that they know are false because they are provably false. Because there's an email trail.
Excuse me.
What?
Point of information, where are we in this agenda?
I am speaking. I have the floor, and I am speaking. and you will wait your turn. The fact is that the same way you can get on and post that meeting at 4 o'clock without any consultation with anyone, it's the same way you could send an email at 4 o'clock or at some point before the meeting, because we all got those announcements coming up to the meeting saying, hey, have you guys thought about what should be our regular meeting date or at least our next meeting date? It is inappropriate of an individual who has a preference for a particular date, and we went through all last year with this argument about staying away from Thursday so we don't get bumped. You know, we have this huge system where, yeah, we reserve a date and then somebody else really wants it, but they can't take it because they see us there and, you know, put a system in place. An email would have done the trick. So to now say, oh, you guys don't appreciate my effort. People don't appreciate decisions being made for them instead of with them because it also involves their time and energy. It's a mutual respect issue. We do not have to like each other. God knows some of us never will. That's fine. But we can get through 90 to 120 minutes of a meeting and actually accomplish something. What have we accomplished in the 2.5 hours tonight? I'm done. Who's next?
Hello?
Viviana? Okay, we have Teresa Allen's motion. Yes. Is it on Teresa Allen's motion?
Yes.
Sure. Go ahead, please.
Well, we shall share the motivation and the maker of the motion just states that she wants this committee, this task force, to meet and to do so and so. That shows clearly that sense, in my view, is the idea that some of the members of this, normally in Pacifica, some sense of entitlement. Because you wish it, because you want to control, because you want to accomplish something or talk about something, you think that you have more rights than anybody else without having any position.
Point of order. You're assuming.
Recognize Bill Crozier. Bill.
Well, this is exactly what Adriana does all the time. She interrupts people when she doesn't like what they're saying. Adriana should not be assuming intention.
I'm adjourning. I'm moving to adjourn this meeting.
Second. Should it need it, which it probably doesn't.
Can we have a roll call on adjournment, please? God. A waste of time. Teresa, call the roll, please.
Point of order, Madam Chair?
Yes, Adriana.
I have the floor. Bill Crozier again did exactly the same thing that he does. He interrupts, he jumps, he cut my commentary when I have the right to be on the floor and finish it. You know, it's the same thing. That shows, and it's not propaganda because it's not obviously on the stream, but you can see what sense of entitlement. You know, some people have more right to talk than other people. I understand you don't like the way that I talk, and you can breathe all that you
order.
Want.
Point of order. We're
but
in
you
the
don't have the point of order. You need to wait
midst
for the
of a motion to adjourn.
I have the floor.
Jan?
No, you don't. Well, there's a motion
Jan?
On the floor.
Jan?
Yes.
Jan? You do not have the floor. You are not recognized.
Isn't there a motion to
adjourn? I did call for an adjournment. It was not appropriate within Roberts because Adriana had been given the floor and Bill Crozier had interrupted her and refused to yield even when I asked him to stop. Adriana's point is that this is how that goes. When she begins to speak, they interrupt so that it becomes disorderly enough that no one wants to stay on the call. I just can't believe that we're supposed to be the best. Adriana, please continue.
Yes. Okay. That was the point I was trying to do.
to make. I mean, we are equal. Even if you don't like that we are a little more browner and I speak a little different, our second language is English, even if you believe that gives you an entitlement, I want to remind all of us that we are supposed to be Pacificans, and we are supposed to be here defending all the principles that all of you feel, some of you feel, that you are entitled to, and you are more, you have more rights than me. You know, I'm sorry that I talk the way that I talk, and I'm sorry that you don't like it. But that doesn't mean that you have the right to be rude and to disrespect people just because you dislike people. I have always, I gave all of you the time when you explained, Teresa talked, I don't know how long, about her motion, but when I started speaking immediately, you know, you some of you use those wonderful mics that make that you yell on top of everybody, and then nobody can listen to anybody else more than you. You think that that is Pacifican? You think that that is democratic? Well, that's why then Pacifica is in the situation that it is, for people that believe that they are above everybody else. The law applies to only to the others, not to themselves. Thank you.
Bill for the SAC.
I move to adjourn. I move to adjourn this meeting.
Bill, wanted to be on the staff.
No, I move to adjourn. That's the motion that's currently on the floor.
So Adriana gets all the time she wants and nobody else gets to speak as much, right?
No, actually, Bill Crozier, that's not the case. I had given her the floor. She was speaking when you interrupted. I responded to you, and yes, I became as frustrated as anyone else and decided, let's wrap it up. She pointed out that she had the floor at the time. So I returned it to her to complete the statement, and I wish to adjourn the meeting.
And now nobody else gets equal time.
And you guys can, you've had more than enough time. And this is not a back and forth. You know that's inappropriate. We have a motion to adjourn. Let's vote it up or vote it down. You guys can stay on the call. I'm done. It's 11 o'clock. I was on this phone at 8:30. We've accomplished nothing.
What my point of order was about.
I'm not taking, listen, you made whatever your point was during her time. You've already made your point. Now you just asked for the staff, but there is no staff. The only issue before us is whether to adjourn or not. Secretary, please take the vote.
I'll take the vote myself, since it seems that the secretary is no longer on the call. Just a minute.
Can't you hear me? Hello?
Oh, now we hear you.
I'm sorry. Okay. Alan says, yeah, I'm sorry. I was trying to get to the vote. I'm sorry, but I was not aware I was muted. Alan says yes. Adriana Casanez?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Bill Crozier?
That doesn't seem to matter how I vote. I'll abstain.
Yes or no or abstain?
Abstain.
Yeah. Abstain, okay. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
All right. Hauptmann?
Yes.
Yes, Hauptmann says yes. Sean Rhodes?
Abstain.
Thank you. All right, Serene Roberts?
Yes.
Thank you.
Wait a second. What? I shouldn't vote so quickly. I don't even know what I'm voting on because I just got back on the call. So can you reread the motion?
We're voting to adjourn.
I want to say no.
Okay, Hauptmann says no. Okay. Nancy Sabaranaratomi?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Tempe Shebande?
Tempe Shebande, yes.
Yes, okay. The motion passes, Madam Chair.
Good night, all.
Mm-hmm. Good night, all.
Good night.
Thank you. Canceled that meeting. It was unauthorized.